Good morning. A fair amount of clouds around, mixed with some sunshine, as a disturbance continues to slide across southern Canada, producing some snow showers across parts of northern New York and New England, especially across the higher terrain. As this system continues to progress to the north and east, we'll continue to see a mix of sun and clouds across the region and a few spotty light snow showers. The wind will pick up out ahead of this system out of the south and then shift to the west behind it, but not before temperatures reach into the lower to mid-40s on average for daytime highs. Colder air will sweep in behind the system for tonight, and lows will drop back into the 20s. A trough of low pressure in southeastern Canada will pivot south and through the region for the rest of the week. It'll stay dry and mostly sunny on Thursday and Friday, but quite brisk and chilly both days for the early stages of March, with highs only in the lower 30s. It'll remain breezy as reinforcing energy dives in for the weekend. A mix of sun and clouds on Saturday, staying in the lower 30s and then bouncing back to the lower to mid 30s with mostly sunny skies on Sunday. High pressure that'll keep it dry through the weekend will dominate into the early part of next week. Around the backside of the high on Monday, we'll start to see temperatures rebound with full sunshine back into the lower 40s on Monday, middle and upper 40s on Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds, and then by the middle and latter portion of next week, we could even push into the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather, a low pressure system will emerge over Southern California today. The system will produce light rain across the southwest and snow over the central and southern Rockies through tonight and tomorrow, before strengthening over the southern plains tomorrow night. Snow totals over the central and southern Rockies will be between 3 and 6 inches, with some isolated areas seeing closer to a foot. Additionally, rain and thunderstorms will spread out ahead of this system over central and southern parts of the plains Thursday night into Friday. Meanwhile, a complex system will arrive over the Pacific Northwest on Thursday night with additional precipitation, and another elevated fire weather area will be in effect for parts of the desert southwest as winds and dry conditions increase during the day today. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow showers, blowing snow, and freezing fog. 0 degrees with a west wind at 64, gusting to 72 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 16 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 20 degrees, the dew point 8. 60% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.90 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Palm Beach Gardens and Immokalee, Florida, to a low of 28 below zero at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy near 50. Boston, increasing sunshine and breezy in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny and breezy, a few rain and snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 24 degrees, the low 9, the average temperature 17, that's 13 degrees below normal. Just a trace of snow yesterday for the month, 0.8 inch, and that's 0.1 inch below normal. 54.1 inches for the season, which is 6.3 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 39 degrees. The average low, 21. The record high, 64, set in 2002. And the record low, 10 below zero, in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 6:27 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:47 p.m. 11 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with scattered snow showers and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the middle and upper teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the Southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers today and highs in the upper 30s to around 40. A few snow showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, colder, lower 30s. Mostly sunny, breezy, staying cold near 30 on Friday. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy on Saturday, lower 30s. Mostly sunny, lower to mid-30s on Sunday, more sunshine, lower 40s on Monday, and a mix of sun and clouds into the upper 40s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.